The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
In the words of, what was his name on that movie, Kingy? Revenge of the Nerds. Welcome. Do you remember that? Ogre?
No.
That's what he said. He goes, welcome. This is episode 2, season 17 of the Cat Attack Podcast. And we've opened with
Kerr's Revenge.
Hire. Yes, Kerr's Hire, Jared. We've opened.
You got his name right.
Yes.
Well played.
I do know his name.
Do you know yesterday the Shark Quiz in the Herald Sun, one of the questions was, Lambda is the 11th letter of which alphabet?
Lambda.
Yeah. Who hung out with the?
With the Omega Moos.
You Moos sure know how to party.
Yeah, Booger was all over it. Booger he was before his time, Booger.
Yeah. Why do they call you Booger?
I don't know.
Anyway, we need to talk footy.
How many kings you have? You got way too many kings. Let me take three of those kings and replace them with three fresh cards. thank you. Kingy, it's the season 17, episode 2. Of this podcast, and we're coming to you off the back of what? We're coming to you off the back of
you're an idiot.
The match simulation. So look, let's.
Why do they just call it a practice?
I have absolutely no idea. It does my head in. Stupid names for things just does my head in. Like some trendy name. Let's call this match simulation. No, it's just a practice match.
Yep.
Not simulating a match. We're just playing a practice match.
Yep.
So. Anyway, look, it was a good hit out for the Cats. We were there. It was a bit odd not being able to call it, but watching it. But a few things struck me, Kingy.
What caught your eye?
Well, what caught my eye wasn't so much caught my eye. Well, it did after he'd mentioned it, but Steve Hocking in the pre-game when we had him on, unsolicited, brought up the fact that, the transition, used the word transition. And I think that's only going to be for the midfield. I think the defence is set and the forward line is set with pretty much pieces that have been there for forever.
Yep.
The only one that's... Well, he's not
Hawkins
out, Neil comes in. But Neil, so he's a newer piece in terms of being a permanent piece, but he's not new to the club. So back and forward is set. It's through the midfield where we saw in the match simulation that... nobody over 25.
So it was for the most part.
And Dangerfield played key forward.
And Atkins only flew.
Atkins played in defence. That was the other thing that caught my eye. I wonder whether that is something that they are planning on using, because I'm just a little bit concerned that. We'll talk about that. But the midfield was. It was Nevitt. It was Holmes. It was Bailey Smith, the recruit who's only 24. It was Jai Clark. Who else was working through that? Tanner Bruin, Ollie Dempsey, albeit on a wing, but you sort of, they mesh in with the midfield. So
Bose was your eldest.
At what, 26?
Yeah.
So it was definitely some transition there in the midfield. The interesting thing, Kingy, will be Patrick Dangerfield can't play permanent forward. He just can't. There's too many other options there. He's not, I don't think he plays, with any great structure, and he's earned the right to do that the way he's played. He can go forward and pinch hit and be a burst player and maybe create a mismatch and give you, make life difficult for the opposition. But I don't think he can play permanent forward. And I don't think the midfield is going to be good enough to allow him to play permanent forward. So it'd be interesting to see. We talked about it during the game that it'd be great if Geelong's midfield was able to... let's be honest. Last year, the gap between their best and their worst was enormous. Remember that Carlton game and the Bulldogs game down here?
Yep.
They got absolutely pizzled.
Yep.
Absolutely pizzled. But when Dangerfield was playing well in the midfield, they were pretty good. So I'd be interested to see what time they can afford him up forward as opposed to being in the midfield. I'd love him to play less minutes, but predominantly in the midfield and be a real burst player and then not have a massive drop-off if he's not in the midfield.
Correct, yep. You almost split his game time sort of 50% midfield, 30% forward and maybe 20%... keeping the pine warm.
Possibly, but I just...
It doesn't work exactly like that, but that's a sort of a thought on how it could work.
Yeah, I agree. And he's... Yeah, look, so the other one then was Tom Atkins. So Tom Atkins with them trying to get a bit younger in the midfield, and you had Closey in the midfield as well. He's one we didn't mention. He's the clone of Tom Atkins in the way that he plays. No frills, tough, doesn't have great finesse, but he's got good intensity, good tackle pressure, creates stuff around the ball that isn't all about skill, which is what Tom Atkins does.
With Parfitt's departure, he's now the best tackler at the club.
Yeah, so, but he's looking to take Tom Atkins' spot. Now, Tom Atkins played predominantly in defence. Yep. He did have a crack in the midfield as well, but he started in defence and they used to look him off halfback, use him off halfback, I should say. Do you think he's got enough leg speed to play in defence?
Yes. Yeah, I think he can.
Yeah,
I'm just...
It's right on borderline, I reckon.
His matchup has got to be on... He's not going to Charlie Cameron.
No, and he's not a great user. So my point is, would you rather have... If you're going to play somebody there, would you rather have Buse or Tom Atkins?
Buse.
Yeah, so Buse didn't get a crack early, so he's clearly on the outer again.
Yeah, so those blokes that didn't come in till three-quarter time, Stanley, Duncan, Buse... guys that I suspect. We'll get a better idea on Tuesday night. Whatever. So they'll roll out with 26, the Cats, on Tuesday night.
Yep.
Of which I think my understanding is they'll play a 23 and there'll be three blokes who potentially will then, you know, just flit into the game at that stage. I think you've got to have a minimum of 23 at one time, but I don't think you can have more than, if that makes sense. I think you've got to have 20, just the 23, and you pull blokes out of the game.
Well, and it'll be interesting because Busey's clearly on the outer again, which he was to start last year.
Well, they've got to make room too for Humphreys and Stengel into that 23 as well.
So my point is, you've just said, I just asked you who's better, who you would rather have.
I'd rather Buse.
Yeah.
But I think they'll go with Atkins.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, but I mean, Buse, A, has the experience as a defender. He's quicker.
Yep.
He's taller.
Yep, exposed form.
And he has, I think he can play potentially a variety of roles down back. You could put him on the explosive player and look to lock him down. When he wants to, he can run and be a bit of a creating player. I just don't know where Tom Atkins is as a defender. I haven't seen enough of him to know. Yep. Is he going to be limited in the role? Is he going to be limited in plays you can play him on? Because I don't want to see him inside forward 50 with a speedster.
No.
He's going to be in a bit of Barney Rubble.
Yep.
So I just face value, it's interesting that they've gone... In that one game, it's only one game, but they've gone with the bloke who we think doesn't quite have as many strings to his bow as a defender.
Yep.
The other thing is, I mean, Tommy Atkins probably ends up back in the midfield.
Yeah, whereas Buse can't go into the midfield.
Right. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out, though. Sam De Koning clearly looking to play him in. I think Geelong, on one game, can you make a... I don't know if you can make any great assessments on one practice
a
match.
A bold call?
Well, just that... From what I saw, it looked like they're going to be unbelievably interchangeable.
Yes, but they always have been. They've always wanted blokes to be able to do
to play different roles. So yep. Sam De Koning played forward, ruck and back.
Yep.
Blitzarves, and I noticed Blitzarves and Connor O'Sullivan at points in the game were pushing right up the ground.
Yep. Now, didn't Blitzarves have a shot at goal?
Well, Connor O'Sullivan kicked a goal in the first quarter, playing in defence.
And I think Blitzarves had a shot at goal
as well. But I noticed that they were right up the ground. Now, it's hard to tell whether they were following their opponent or whether that was a ploy to try and bring their opponents up the field as well. Yep. But I noticed, and then you had players all over the place in terms of where they were playing, which would be interesting to see whether that is something that they do look to use when the real stuff starts, or whether it was just something to give players a different look in an environment where they don't win or loss is really relevant.
Tuesday they don't muck around. Tuesday is not experiment time. Tuesday is we're betting down what we've been working on.
Yeah, you're probably right. To a degree,
yeah.
They might tinker with a few. I would have thought they'd tinker with a few things,
but not a lot.
No.
But you don't want to be stuffing around with stuff.
Because
you're only 9 days out. It's not like the old days where you'd play a Saturday community series and you had a fortnight. Like Geelong are legitimately only between playing Tuesday night and playing the following Thursday, probably three decent training sessions away from playing. So you're not, and one of those will be probably just a craft session where they're kick a mark and an handballing.
Well, you're pasting things to paper.
And then I'll have a
sort of romper room style. Do you know how I used to have a little thing for old Miss Elena.
Did you?
Yeah. And she never saw Ben.
Never saw, what about no Benjamins?
No, never.
Never.
I used to get really deflated.
Not like you're playing.
Used to get deflated.
Not like you're playing with an uncommon name.
While I was having my banana sandwiches post kinder, I was to be a little bit on the flat side when Miss Elena refused to say Ben.
Black and white.
Who?
The TV.
Oh. No, come on, King.
You were born in 71.
Yeah, but I'm not that. There was certainly a colour arrangement. It was a rank arena.
Was it on the four legs?
Yeah, with the wooden arrangement and it had the big dial and only had about four channels on it. Now there's 8 million of them.
2, 7, 9, and 10?
Yes.
Was no SBS yet?
No, we hadn't hoved on a George Danekian yet.
Or a Les Murray.
Yeah, le football. The football.
We'll get football.
So anyway, the few things I'll be looking at for that game, King, is where is Tom Atkins playing? Is Mitch Duncan in the team?
No.
For the game against Essendon?
No, I couldn't see him playing.
Okay. Is Busey in the team?
I don't think so.
Is Mark O'Connor in the team?
He'll be in the 26, I reckon.
Is Reece Stanley in the team?
No.
Okay, so that you're saying they're out.
Yep. That's only my...
Yeah.
That's a guess.
Yep. Which means they're on the out for
round one. It's an educated guess, because if you're not coming into that game on the week, on Tuesday until the third quarter, or the final, or third or fourth quarter, they're obviously wanting to run that group earlier, because that's the group that they are probably looking to take to Brisbane.
Jack Martin?
He got through well through that intra-club. He will I would suspect he's just playing in the VFL on Tuesday, arvo.
So what time is that start?
That's around the 3:30.
Against Essendon?
Against Essendon.
Right.
Yep.
So it was interesting that he's obviously...
He's just working his body to
back.
A point. Yeah.
So you don't think he's not a senior option until early in the season?
No, he's not going to Brisbane.
No, okay.
No, he's not going to Brisbane. I'd be shocked if Sean Manor... Like, as much as Manor...
No, he's not... No, he hasn't done enough, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I'd be shocked if he's going. And Cam Guthrie, obviously, now we know he's had Achilles surgery. Very minor, but...
So De Koning will be their number one ruck against Oscar McInerney in round one.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, well, that'll be...
With the blackout backup from Blitzarves.
There he goes.
And a little bit of Shannon Neal, I suspect, too.
Possibly. I'm not sure about that, but they need him up forward, I reckon, more than...
But you can get away with what Geelong have got. Geelong have got marking targets inside forward 50.
They have, but you know, I think you need a big bloke.
You do.
He's the only big bloke.
But, like, sometimes if you need to just find something or switch it up, like, it won't hurt. Well, you could throw De Koning forward.
Which they have done.
Yeah.
What do you think of Ollie Henry? Pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Do you know how I was talking up Jay Polkinghorn? Some wag has said that I've polked the bear with Ollie Henry.
He was pretty good. He looked sharp.
Yeah. But do you know what? Geelong looked really sharp. For a team that actually, considering like they were the third last club to finish for the year, so they come back later. They looked
pretty good. The first half when they were sort of playing players, you could say perhaps more in position, they were all over Hawthorn. They dominated. They should have been miles in front at quarter time. But they didn't, and yeah, I mean, Hawthorn are going to pretty. You would think are going to be a pretty solid sort of team. What did you make of? Do you expect Jai Clark and Mitch Nevitt to be in round one team?
Mitch Nevitt, yes. Clark, no.
Yeah. I think that's probably fair enough. He didn't. He wasn't poor, Jai Clark, but he didn't stand out.
Yeah. No. Whereas Mitch Nevitt Mitch Nevitt wasn't outstanding. But he did the stuff that everybody's been talking about. Like, he has been the, you know, who's going well? Mitch Nevitt's name keeps coming
including up. Being told by Patrick Dangerfield that he looked like Dolph Lundgren and he didn't know who he was.
Might have had a chat to the skipper this morning. Firstly thing I said to Patrick, I said, was there any chance you could have given us a serious answer on Tuesday? And he said, nah, come on, it's a practice match.
Fair enough.
And he goes, but
we don't mind a bit of fun.
And then he did go, Dolph Lundgren, that was serious.
Oh, so he's got a good memory.
I think he thought he was being funny.
Well, were you interviewing the skipper, were you?
No, I wasn't. No, I ran into him in...
You just sort of passed him in the corridors, did you?
Yeah.
In the bowels.
No, in the cafe.
Oh, you're in the cafe,
down, were you? Down there for... we did Jack Henry and James Kelly did some media.
Oh, what did Pops have to say?
Pops is a big Bailey Smith fan. He said,
well, what's he going to say? No, I'm not really.
Well, no, but it's what he's actually said. He said his leadership is really good.
Right.
Likes the way he... and I think I've seen that at training. His voice is really good.
Does he get up and about?
He does get up and about. And he said that...
What about his headband?
One
that he has to wear it inside out, doesn't he? Yes, he so does. You can't see the sponsor's logo.
The Nike logo. Yeah. The thing he spoke about was the leadership and mm-hmm. also how diligent he is with his footy, but also he's doing extra work, and in him doing that extra work, he's dragged blokes along with him who are doing those extras as well.
He did look fit.
Oh, yeah.
He just looked ribbed up, didn't he, Kingy?
All ribbed.
He'd win the Strapper's Prize. Have you ever won that?
Best in show.
Have you ever won the Strapper's Prize?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I haven't, not with
this sloppy rig.
No. He did look sort of, the old raw rib and dick.
For want of a better term.
Yeah, that just means you rock. Remember Roy Higgins in the Manning Yard? Everything was rock hard fit. It's rock hard.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to Tuesday. I think... Yeah, the 26 that are named, I don't think you'll see too much different, unless there's injury.
Yeah.
You won't see too much different for the Brisbane game, I wouldn't have thought. Because Cam Guthrie's not going to be right. Jack Martin's not going to be right. Toby Conway, obviously. And the Loch Ness is actually starting to act. It's gathering momentum.
Is it gathering steam?
There's a nickname.
Why is that? Who else has used it?
Oh, no, it's being used by people commenting on social media and stuff like that.
Well, we've just never seen him. I think it's apt.
No. He was there. I did.
Did you see him? Did you have a Loch Ness
sighting? There was a sighting.
Were there tyres in the bar?
Walking out of...
Did he have a limp?
No.
Was he coughing?
No.
Was he covered in sort of styrofoam just so in case something happened to him if he coughed?
The bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he... I'm sorry.
Was he on one of those gurney sort of Hannibal Lecter style?
No, he wasn't.
Well, he needs to be. So what was... Did you ask about him?
No.
No, he didn't.
No, Sean Manor is probably the... Well, he thinks he's a chance. I'd be shocked.
But the fact he's leased back training and is eyeing round one to be fit is a good sign. So
would he be a good sub?
Well, it depends how much touch they think he's got. If he doesn't play against Essendon, I would have thought no.
Yep.
I wouldn't have thought you'd want the sub to come in.
I don't know whether Geelong have got a VFL pracky match that weekend. I know they've got Essendon this week.
You'd want to see him in a game situation, either at the VFL level and him star or at AFL level, which is probably not going to be against Essendon. I mean, as I said, I think it's good that he thinks he's right. He's going to be right for round one. I don't think he's going to get picked. It allows him to get a couple of games into his belt, his belt, and then hopefully get into the side maybe round three or four, I would have thought is probably the most logical option.
Yeah. Do you want some questions, Benny?
I absolutely love. I love questions, Kingy.
Cat to the future. K-Rock football, my first true love. Let's play Do You See What I See? Yells in pub rock.
Hunters and collectors.
Do You See What I See?
Yeah.
I see a Mitch Duncan who is not playing much this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting watch, that. I agree. I hope it doesn't all go pear-shaped through the media with Mitch if it doesn't work out. He's been a great player for the Cats and he's a good fella. I just have this fear that it's going to go a little bit pear-shaped and it's going to become out of his control. If he's not there round one, I don't know where you go from there. I don't know. So I really watch this space, Kingy. I have this sort of bad feeling in my bowels, and that's never a good thing, Kingy.
I see a Mitch Never that has improved but isn't quite there. I might see him a bit better in a better midfield than what we were rotating in the scratch match, though. Do you see what I see? Well, I thought the midfield was pretty good, and I thought he was more than serviceable.
Now that he worked into the game, he didn't star. Look, he's a workmanlike player. He's not a sort of flashy run 15, kick at 50 and kick goals and all those sorts of things. He's not that sort of player. But I think once he becomes more comfortable, he can be a marking midfielder, which can be a very good thing to be. He's got a good size about him. He tackles well. We heard him talk about after the game that he's worked on his speed.
Yep.
I think his endurance is pretty good and has always been there.
Yep.
He's worked on his sort of 5 to 10 metre speed, which is probably, an area that he does need to work on. So it'd be interesting to see how that translates. We did see him do a good rundown tackle during that game against Hawthorn. But he's not a flashy player. He's a soldier But he's a different type of soldier to the one they've got. So I'm hoping for him that he can have a good season.
I see a Connor O'Sullivan who's ready to go, but with no spot for him.
Yeah, I don't know about ready to go, but I think you can certainly see the progression from last year. He's put size on, I should say. He looked more comfortable. He did a couple of spoils, which were really good. He was able to... You thought he was going to be in a position to give away a free kick. And because he's got good reach about him, he was able to sort of, you know, contort his body and then still get the spoil away without infringing the opponent. And it's only a little thing. You won't get a stat. But I just thought it was just a sign of his development. And as I said, I reckon he's a very important player for Geelong, not this year, but going forward. They need him to be a very serious... key defender in the AFL, and they're riding a lot on him, so I thought it was a good start.
I see a bit of a ruck issue.
Well, you're playing a ruckman as your key defender. How much has he trained over the summer as a ruckman? You would have to think a lot.
Most of it.
Yeah, well, which is good. That's a start. I do agree. If I'm crystal balling Kingy, have you ever crystal balled?
No.
I've done that a couple of times. Oh. And it's like...
Well, we do it every year. We do our crystal ball... in opening round or round one.
Yeah. What I'd like to see, okay? This season, okay, they're going to make De Koning our number one ruckman. We can't shy away from that. That's where they're looking to play him. So, okay, so Sam De Koning toughens up a little bit playing in the ruck. He becomes a little bit more resilient. He sort of realises that not everything is going to be given to him. I'm not saying that that's what he thought, but I just think the premiership came early. Maybe there was a bit of slight bit of complacency. Not a lot, but it doesn't. You don't need to be off far at this level and you get your pants pulled down.
Yep.
So it toughens him up playing in the ruck, playing around the midfield. He becomes a good player because he's a good mark. He moves well. He's got a good tank. All those things that you need. Great. He finishes top 10 in the best and fairest. Loch Ness Conway develops this year, gets fit, doesn't get injured in bed. Managed to stay away from the bed injuries, particularly the coughing ones. And he develops as the year as in the VFL, maybe gets a few games at the back end of the year or can get 6 or 7 games, senior games at some point this year. He takes over in the ruck next year and Sam De Koning returns to defence and plays alongside Connor O'Sullivan as your 1-2 key defensive punch for the next decade.
Okay. Also, from the questions...
Was that written, authorised by Benny Boogaloo?
I see Tom Atkins, who is threatening to get back to his 2022 form.
And I think if there's anybody who's going to do that, Kingy, it'd be Tom Atkins, because he would be well aware that his place is not... and he's always said that every time we've spoken to him. He plays on the edge because he never feels comfortable, but he would be feeling even more uncomfortable this preseason. He had an average year last year. He wasn't horrible, but an average year. He's getting older. There's younger players like Ted Close, who you mentioned, who are trying to take his spot. So if anybody can do it, whoever the bloke who's going to work hardest to do it will be Tom Atkins.
I see a throng of pacey ball movers who will score heavily and quickly when given the ball this year.
Love the word throng.
Yep.
Have you ever had a throng?
A throng of people?
What a throng?
A throng. Oh.
Have you ever? What do you think?
Can you move on?
A throng of yeah. Look, I don't mind the throng. Smith and Holmes as part of your throng. What other sort of facets of the throng are there?
Do you see what
Tanner
I see?
Bruin?
Yep.
Yeah. Look, I don't. I wouldn't over race with that. I'd be just. Get the blinkers on, maybe a bubble cheeker, and just come back to the field a little bit. But I certainly think with Smith and Holmes, you have some sizzle there. I think the rest of them are all going to be foot soldiers. Oh, Dangerfield as well. Mm. The rest of them are foot soldiers, which might be a nice balance.
Howler, 41. Thought we looked sharp against...
Well, Howler, he always makes sense, Howler. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Thought we looked sharp against the latrines on day. Right. Albeit on a relaxed atmosphere, 3 p.m. Sunday session, brown bubbly water sort of arrangement.
Yes.
Hate to say it, but I think SDK is the best option in the ruck until Loch Ness rises from the dead.
Yeah, I have to say I don't disagree with that.
Like Snevin in the middle, amazing what playing a person to their strength does. Bailey Smith looked good and Neil once did again. A few things to get below the belt zone tightened, perhaps bring on a spasm. Speaking of Benny, would have been very happy with Collar's efforts in the short time he was on the ground, burst out of the blocks, Carl Lewis Olympic sprint style.
Took a couple of nice marks.
All in all, I can't wait for the season to start. Also wanted to say the K-Rock team's tributes to the recently departed footballers was top shelf.
Yes, well done to Howler. He makes plenty of sense. And look, I can't disagree. I don't think I've ever disagreed with Howler. he makes a lot of sense himself, and all that to me seems, you know, written and authorised by Howler.
Yeah.
So and true and correct.
Does the fact that everyone's taking O'Sheen Mullen for granted mean that he's arrived? That's from Dudas Maximus.
Where do you see Mullen?
Well, you need to play in the back half.
Do you think so? Okay, I'll ask you this question. I'll ask you the same question before, but I'm going to put O'Sheen Mullen in or Tom Atkins in defence.
I think Mullen.
Who are you going with?
I think Mullen.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. Well, I don't know about that one. I think you could, yeah. There'd be pros and cons with that. A lot more leg speed.
Less experience.
Yeah, I mean.
Probably a bit more able to defend one-on-one.
Possibly. Just, yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting with Tommy Atkins that they did play him in defence. It's only one game. Let's see what happens this week.
Let's take one thing away from it. What we're talking about is really positive.
Yeah.
They've got so many. They've got options. Like, Geelong are going in with only a handful of players on their injury list. And nobody.
You're like Brad Pitt at Lammy's, isn't it? Do you really have options?
many options.
On the hour?
Every hour.
Huh?
Daz Broncos. Lads, good blow out of the cobwebs, even if Benny took a work call. Where were you in the second half?
Well, I had a.
You were supposed to be working.
I was. I had a little incident out right. The back. So I had to. Because work thought I was at work.
Yeah.
But I was at the footy.
O'Sullivan looked very much like a top 15 pick and started well, very bright future. Think the Jai Clark needs a banner year or his Mbani stuff needs to stop. Kid, his early 20s, missed a full season, still working into his rig and playing style. I suggest he's got plenty of time to develop, and if that means more VFL time to get the craft right, then so be it. But I also like him pushing into the 23 and having him play at the high level.
Yeah, I do like Jai Clark. I've been a fan. I know the natives appear to be getting restless with Jai Clark. This is a big year for him,
yep.
A big year. Third year, he's had now the grounding of those two seasons, albeit one injury, but then he played pretty much predominantly last year, either VFL or AFL. I think he got a dozen games under his belt last year. I think this is a really pivotal year in terms of determining whether he is going to be something for the Cats going forward. And I don't think that he is going to be a superstar this year, don't get me wrong. I just think that you'd like to see some more progression from him and him become a semi-regular part of the team.
Okay. I like the flashes from Mitch Edwards and Mitch Nevitt. Mitch Edwards has got something.
Yeah, he showed a little bit.
And he's only second year and he's, I think, 20.
Yeah, there's something to work with there, Kingy. So while Loch Ness Conway is getting injured in the horizontal position,
yep,
in ways you don't want to get injured in the horizontal position. He's got De Koning playing in the ruck and he's got guys like Mitch Edwards snapping at his heels. So Loch Ness needs to get out of the
Charger.
Well, not out of the Charger. What's a lock in Scotland?
Lomond. Loch Lomond.
Is that where they sight the great beast, the Loch Ness?
I'm not sure.
They're still sighting Loch Ness?
I don't know.
Be dead by now, surely.
Unleashing the Ted needs to happen. I know it's just a scratch match, but he went in at force 37 intensity and vigour.
Yeah.
And Benny loves some good vigour.
I love strong vigour.
Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of, it's occasionally, Kingy, I know you get frowned upon by the stewards, but excessive whip use. Have you ever had the stewards admonish you, Kingy, for excessive whip use?
Let's whack the Dons and no injuries, please. And the Jester. This one for Kingy. Has there ever been someone who sounded less like Paulie Walnuts than Benny did right before he said, I sounded like Paulie Walnuts on the last pod?
Paulie Walnuts. Oh, no, I don't sound like Paulie Walnuts. He had a very distinctive sort of voice, but he was fantastic.
From Big Footy. He's from X.
Oh, Triple X, Kingy. We've got a bit of stuff off the X.
Andrew Daly. Ben wants a podcast. Can only imagine Tom's heart rate going through the roof. Other lawyers on standby. There was a thing that Daz raised about a knee issue for Bailey Smith. Have you heard anything?
No.
No,
Daz knows probably more than we do, Kingy, and he's nowhere near the joint.
Did I hear the AFL have said something about Bailey's bed sheet, as in the
thing? Yes, they've got it. The logo has to be turned around the other
way.
Can
we get more games without commentary? That was some of the best radio I've heard.
It was a bit difficult to just sort of babble on for that long, but anyway, it was quite enjoyable, Kingy, even if I did go MIA in the last term.
Marshall, Ollie Henry playing like he had a point to prove. Kingy may have
polked him, yeah. I've honestly, I know we sometimes have a joke on this, but it's bemused me that anybody would be thinking that Ollie Henry is anything other than a very, very, very good half forward.
pitching outside leg of old Mick Howley. Would Ollie Wiltshire make the perfect steak knives in a trade? Did Benny hurt his knee in a bed incident like Loch Ness and require ointment?
No, I mean, you wouldn't be putting any ointment on the knee in the fada, but I've never had an injury in the sack. Right. What about you, Kingy?
Arngold, did you fellas see the evidence to justify the Mitch Nevitt hype?
So Arngold's not a fan. I didn't see anything that would sort of, as Howler suggested, twinge sort of in the lower, the nether regions. But I saw enough there to think, yeah, it's worth... I mean, he's going to have to do it. It's no walk-up start. He's going to have to play on the edge and play well. But I saw enough there to at least be giving him a crack. And if as Steve Hocking said, that they are sort of true to transitioning the midfield, which is what he was talking... He didn't say the midfield, but that's the only place he could be talking about. Then Mitch Nevitt has to be part of that transition at his age.
Mr. Tedesco. Kingy, Cass thought it was a good honour to see the number three in action.
Yes.
What about 4,000 people turning up to watch it?
Nobody worked. Do you know, I went into town at about 10 o'clock that morning.
Yeah.
And I had a helmet on, because you need a helmet on in town these days. And there were Hawthorn supporters in town with their full Hawthorn kit on.
Long
at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. What is it with our supporters? Henry is a freak. Yeah, Ollie Henry is a freak. Some of the stuff he does.
Oh, he's a gun. He's bad games, he'll kick you two goals. He's good games, he'll kick you five. Like, they're hard to find. As I've said, he will kick 50-plus goals in a season as a half forward, and there's not too many that can do that.
Kingy, what is this news about Foster with his time at the club? So there was an article out, Phoenix Foster has come out and basically said the environment at Geelong wasn't great for him.
Right.
And he's now back playing on the York Peninsula in South Australia. I can't really comment on it because I just don't know. I don't know a lot about Phoenix Foster, or that, you know, he was a big bloke, ran around in the VFL and didn't get a chance to see.
He was an interesting
level.
Character.
Yeah, okay.
I think. Interesting personality. Right. Not to say that's fine. We love interesting personalities, but he was his own person.
Yeah, okay. Clark looks good as well, boys. Your thoughts?
Jai Clark.
I don't think he was great.
No, I don't think
he did some nice things.
He did do some nice things. It was one of those ones where you thought, yeah, okay, he was okay, but there's plenty of work to do. And has he had a good pre-season, Kingy?
Yeah.
He has, yeah, okay. Well, that's good. That's a good start. I wouldn't be raving about it, but I also wouldn't be poo-pooing him off that. He's just got the works ahead of him.
Nuffy from Cario.
Oh, Nuff.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think was the best in our year, Michael Mansfield or Mark Neal? So that tells me that this person was St. Joseph's 1989.
And my year. Yeah, that's my year. Yeah.
Either way, they weren't as good as Nuff.
Right. Well, Nuff must have gone okay, because I played all my footy with those two. Yep.
Anyway, what's more trustworthy, the Big Loch Ness or the Chris Scott Morris finance deal?
The Chris Scott deal is more secure than Loch Ness.
P.S. Go the Devils. And the Seagulls. So he's talking about Corio and North Shore.
Right.
Enough from Corio.
North Shore.
Yep, you're scratching your head.
I've got absolutely no idea who Nuff is.
No.
Corio and North Shore.
Yep.
From St. Joey's.
Yep.
We didn't have many launch out there.
Was Kane Purcell?
Yeah, he wasn't my year, though.
He was a year behind, was he?
No, he was about 3 years below me. He played senior footy, he was about 8. No, he was below me. I don't know, King. I'm to want of a better term, I'm flummoxed.
You're flummoxed.
And I don't get flummoxed too often. Have you ever been flummoxed?
No.
So we're broadcasting on Tuesday night, King?
Yes, we are.
Do we know who we might be getting on to chat to?
Well, Andrew Mackey for a more lengthier chat than what we had.
Will he be up in the box?
No, he'll be down Boundary
Side. Maybe down Boundary Side. In his Julius Marlowe's.
Talk about some injury, probably a bit more injury stuff. And a little bit more clarity around some players.
Well, we didn't get to really talk to him. He had to go.
Yes, correct.
So I've got some hard-hitting George Fungus-type questions that I might be able to fire at him.
We're going to talk to Mark Corrigan, the VFL coach.
Oh,
he'll be able to give us a bit of a wrap of the blokes that ran around at, well, whatever. I think it's one of 3:15, 3:30, 3:45. Please don't hold me to that, but it is going to be played in the
Well, I might
o'clock.
Get there early to watch that if Jack Martin's playing.
Yes.
We'll it'd be interesting to see who he's playing in that, as opposed to not running out with the...
And who then maybe comes up potentially to be an emergency or similar or sit on the bench.
And I'm really interested to see Polkinghorne.
Yes, okay.
David's son.
He's not. And hopefully having a chat if he plays with Ted Closey after the game. about how he's tracking.
Oh, good. He's a good Joey's boy.
He's a good Joey's
boy. Nuffle know Ted Closey being a Joey's boy.
This was the edition that Benny wanted to do and knew the listeners probably wanted to listen to. So,
well, they'll get something. I was thinking, Kingy, what we need is I'm going to do a bit more this year because I have, you know, sometimes come unprepared for the podcast.
You think?
Yes. But I just think if anybody's got any suggestions on things that we could do, I have been listening to a lot more podcasts of recent times than I used to. I really wouldn't listen to
them. What would you like to do, Ben?
No, I'm just thinking if anybody has any thoughts, things they'd like to hear or segments we could have, or feel free to lob something to Kingy or myself or whoever, and we can...
Via the X.
Okay. Yes.
Or via the Big Footy.
Yeah, or have we got an email address even?
Football@krockfootball.com.au.
Yeah, so anything you'd like to hear, or if you've got any suggestions whatsoever, other than, you know...
Questions, comments and criticism.
Just let us know, because we're sort of an absolute open book. And
one segment we are going to do this year, I can tell you about, we're going to have Ian Cover.
Yes.
Could have been champion, join us for the GMHBA Stadium Games.
Yes.
Which would be great, because he hasn't been on radio for 12 months. Could have been champions, their weekly finished up last year, and he's going to join us with at much expense to management. He's going to come and join us, and we're going to have a segment called One Game Wonders.
That'll be good.
So we're going to talk to
Kobe's, and he's a very learned gentleman.
Yes, he's very. So looking forward to having one of Barwon Head's finest.
Absolutely.
Join us in the
get him away from his tea time at Barwon Head's. Yes. How's that going to go?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is Joe talking about St Joseph's. The golf day's on today.
Yes, it is. Yes. Down at Lonsdale.
They'll be refreshing wildly by now.
I've got the Port Arlington Pro-Am on Tuesday.
Oh.
I'm going to embarrass myself in front of a pro.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Get him to play your shots. You can pay, can't you?
Yeah, I think, some of those formats you can... Yeah, I think there's a bit of money up for grabs for the pros.
Oh, yeah.
This is a $15,000.
This is just sort of, okay.
Yeah, sort of Legends Tour sort of arrangement. Yeah,
old Legends Tour.
Yeah, I'm playing with a bloke I've never heard of.
Who is it?
No, I don't even know. I think his first name's Don.
Billy Dunk?
Billy's no longer with us.
You sure?
No, I think Billy's passed.
Graham Marsh?
Is Graham still?
Stuart Ginn?
Yeah.
Are you going with him?
Peter Lonard's playing.
What about
Richard Green? Richard Green finished third on the US Champions Tour money list last year.
Yeah,
he's playing at Port Arlington.
He can play.
Yeah.
Left-hander.
Yeah.
Can play. Won the Vic Open, did he?
He did.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Anyway, we've gone off track here. This is K-Rock. This
K-Rock
is
Golf.
Cat Attack Golf. Cat Attack Podcast. Anyway, look, send some stuff through if you do like to hear things or got anything what you want to know or segments we can produce. Because Kingy edits a lot of the stuff out that I say. You know that, so... Last week's episode got watered down a touch, didn't it, King?
I love how you listen back to yourself.
I do. I didn't listen to myself. I just want to listen and see what gets taken out. Yeah. And then occasionally I'm in Becky and I just punch the sky because something gets through.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.